Today's topic is 7 blogless days inspired the question, why do I blog? My optional title was, why do we blog or not? A question every business should ask. I just thought I'd share that up front. I believe my considerations about blogging can be applied to many industries, and I'll even have a little humorous fun along the way. I write a lot. I write somewhere upwards of 2,500 words per day. It varies widely, but to say that I spend a lot of time with a keyboard is an understatement. I once went totally off my rocker and wrote 3 books in 3 months, along with blogging on the side. It was a good lesson in insanity. As I recently took a 7-day break from blogging, a question that has been rattling through my head is, why do I blog? The question is not on my mind because I don't want to do it, although that happens too. The question is more a matter of focus and purpose. If I know why I'm doing it, the purpose is enhanced and the message becomes clearer. Just like any other business effort, there should be a good reason for it. Periodically asking the question of why I blog keeps things making sense. Similarly, I think every business should ask this question of why they do or do not blog. I decided there would be no better place to put my thoughts about this in writing than right here in a blog. Why would anybody do this? I wouldn't continue writing this blog if I didn't have good reasons. I also would not recommend it to any person or company without a good strategic purpose for it. I can cite a lot of good reasons to blog, but wasting hundreds of hours and gallons of coffee are not among them. It can be really punishing to write a blog. It takes a lot of time, many hours. Before I explain why I do it, I'll share some of what goes into it. This is the abbreviated version of how a new article happens here on my blog. If you prefer to skip ahead and go right to the reasons, you can do that. Well, not in the audio, but if you're reading, you certainly can. A spark of creativity hits. Sometimes it starts with a title, and other times it's something that springs from a conversation with an industry peer or something I encounter with a client. Every blog begins with something, a thought, a concept, a topic people will appreciate reading. Once I have a topic in mind, I must choose the right words. It needs a title. The title is critical because even a great article will have awful circulation if the title is less than spectacular. The title often comes first, but usually changes many times as the article is written. Once the article is written and it has a fantastic title, it needs at least an image or two. So I go hunting for something clever. If I can't find the right picture, I create it. It's not done yet. Next, I bug my proofreader to not only look for common errors, but tell me if I made any sense. I have her read it out loud, so I have a better concept of how others will read and comprehend it. Then it's back to the keyboard for some edits. Edits usually inspire me to expand on the topic. There's nearly always a few paragraphs yet to write, just to be sure I covered it all and convey the right message that I intended. Then it's back to the proofreader for another round. If I get it all just right, it will make it beyond my stockpile of drafts, and I'll finish preparing it for the public. That means I'll categorize it, tag it, clip an excerpt, write a description, record the audio version, encode and upload the audio, and eventually it's time to publish it. After all that effort, it's time to tell people about it, so I submit it to all my regular places while another 30 minutes tick away. There's no set time limit to a blog article, but to do it well and make it popular, it takes hours, precious hours. Once a new blog article is sent out into the wild, the real punishment comes calling. It comes in the form of doubts. Will they like it? Will they comment about it and let me know what they think? Will they share it with others? Did I just waste all that time? Well, here are some reasons for why I blog. As I've expressed, blogging is not simple. In the case of a business blog, if it is ever to become a success for the business, it will not be an easy task. If you don't believe anything else I say, please trust me that producing a blog is a lot different than producing a successful blog. It takes a lot of creativity and a lot of work. In nearly every instance, somebody will lose sleep over it. So, here are some reasons I blog, and they are in no specific order. I hope you'll be able to apply these to how and why you have a blog, or otherwise consider how and why you should. Blogging keeps me sharp. There's never an instance when I write a blog article that does not provide reminders of other articles I've written. When I'm reminded of lessons I have learned and shared, the lessons become fresh again. I have found it very convenient to have hundreds of articles in my blog archive, and not just for others. It often becomes very useful reference material. Yes, it is true, We can actually even teach ourselves. Blogging improves my industry. When I write something that becomes useful to others in my industry, it opens communications with my peers and helps us each to learn. When we each perform better work, it adds just a little more credibility to the value of marketing. As it applies to search engine optimization and social media marketing, there's a lot of confusion. There's a tremendous value in collaboration and information sharing that should not be overlooked. Giving a boost of thought to my fellow marketing professionals, whether creatively, technologically, mathematically, or otherwise, is good for them and good for me. This can be applied to many other industries if you give it adequate effort. Blogging shines a light on crooks. You may not have crooks in your industry, but I'll bet there are still good reasons to help people understand what sets you apart from the rest. Like any industry where there is a lot of confusion and a potential to earn easy money, the online marketing industry is filled with crooks. Attorneys and car salespeople should love the internet marketing industry because it takes the heat off them. These days, the cruel jokes about sleazy attorneys are about sleazy internet marketers. Like, what do you get when somebody throws a grenade into a room full of SEO gurus? You give up? Viral applause! Okay, maybe not that funny. All attorneys are not evil. Every company needs an attorney at some point. There are also good car salesmen. Most people would not have a car to drive without one. The same holds true about marketing, but it can be very challenging for industry outsiders to find which are good or evil. This is another reason I blog. I can't kill all the sleazy ones, largely because they run like cockroaches when the lights come on. So I try to help educate people with good information. I write things that shed light on industry issues and teach best practices. I will not save everybody, but I can starve a few cockroaches, and that makes it a lot more comfortable for me to keep working hard. Seizing opportunities to help others become more aware of industry issues and doing so with integrity and usefulness can be an asset to nearly any industry, don't you think? I do. Here are some examples of my many efforts to help educate people. There are hundreds more like them in my archive, and I put my stamp of approval on each and every one of them. A couple of them I've listed on the blog here are 7 SEO Lies, How to Know When the SEO is Lying. Another is Good SEO versus Bad SEO, How to Tell the Difference. Next one, Bashing SEO and Social Media Experts, Humor or Hazard. Social Media ROI, Marketing Cost, and the Willingly Confused. And next, how much does SEO cost is the wrong question. So that's just an example, and I think that can be applied in other industries as well. Useful information. Blogging makes search engine rankings nuclear. Search engines do not list websites in search results because they are pretty. It happens because the words on the website logically match what somebody else is searching for. The ones at the top of a search result, just below the ads, are there because they are highly relevant to the search. And because there are a lot of links from other websites that vouch for their relevance. There is really no better way to achieve that mix of text content and links from other websites than a blog. Blogging boosts credibility. This certainly varies by industry, but blogging is an excellent tool for establishing credibility in a given area of business. It expresses where you stand on a topic, and it allows others the opportunity for due diligence. I have often expressed that if somebody wants to know if I'm credible in my field, they should spend some time on my blog. Most of them will already have done so before we even meet. When I think of my blog for business development, I look at it a lot differently than some. It will vary in every industry, or at least it should. Now, because I seek a very unique client, establishing industry credibility comes long before chasing the sale. In my line of work, there's a really important word that matters a lot, and that word is conversion. In simple terms, it means converting lookers into buyers, and my clients demand it. To achieve high conversion rate of lookers to buyers, it takes careful audience targeting. That means reaching the right people with the right message. Here's the thing. In my quest to establish new customers, much of that goes right off the rails, but with good reason. My average reader is not about to hire me, and I'm not out to sell them anything. In fact, I even do a little bit of untargeting in some ways. Finding my ideal client is like seeking a needle in a haystack. I only take on a very small number of clients. A great one comes along one in every many tens of thousands of readers. Of course, since so many people have been led to believe that what matters most are the huge numbers, I untarget just enough to be sure there are large numbers of visitors to my blog. Otherwise, I would just target my blog to reach corporation presidents, CEOs, or other marketing decision makers. They are a smaller audience, but since they want to see big numbers, I deliver on both accounts. Having a lot of useful information on my blog is a good point of reference for that ideal target audience of mine to determine whether I know my work. It is where I establish two other words which matter far more to me than conversion. Those words are ability and integrity, and I look at those as I can do it and I will do it. They each scream credibility. Whatever the case with your industry, I'm confident that blogging can emphasize topical credibility. If not for you, for your competitors. Blogging and narcissism. We all want to be awesome. Blogging is fun. Inasmuch as blogging is extremely useful for business, I've got to say that I love how it lets me express my personal brand. Some days it's with my tongue-in-cheek, ornery tone, and other days I can be quite inspirational and thought-provoking. It just wouldn't feel the same without showing who I am and having some fun. I've heard people talk about social media being popular because it suits people's egotistical needs, so I'll play on that. I generally assume those are the people without the ambition and guts to do all that work I described. I suppose it makes some sense, though. After all, who wouldn't want to be popular? And how could it get any better than having your own blog? People want to feel incredible and show it to others, and they do it with the ever-increasing acceptance of online measurement tools. I think this largely applies to blogs of individuals seeking personal branding, but a lot of companies see it this way too. It's fun to share this humorous perspective either way. So here you go. I'm going to have some fun right now. It's just a joke, though. Or is it really? In either case, I think it will illustrate the value of doing it well and the potential reach of blogging. You want honesty, right? Sure, I probably made it all sound great and useful to write a blog, but there's more to it. The real truth is that it provides a gushing river of self-worth. I always really wanted to be cool. Blogging makes me cool because I get all those people to think about it, talk about it, tweet about it, Facebook about it, and share it with their friends from all around the world. In spite of all the hard work and torment it can involve, I can't get enough of it. It's like crack cocaine. Maybe it sounds totally nuts, and maybe my mother didn't hold me enough as a child, but I get a huge rush by being listed at the top of search engines for hundreds of thousands of searches. It's not just for the money, either. Call me narcissistic if that makes you feel better, but I really love it that squillions of people per month are clicking on my literary works. That should be worth a free shot of tequila at any bar. Anywhere. There are a lot of services out there to tell me how awesome my blog is and measure me up against others. Oh, I know you want a display, so I've included a graph on the blog of my blog's estimated worldwide traffic ranking compared to the top television station in my region. It's our local CBS affiliate, and I spank 'em like an ugly baby. They have a whole staff of news, weather, and sports people, blogging, and hundreds of thousands of television viewers. They lied when they said my check for helping them develop their online audience would be waiting at the front desk, so instead of good quality internet reach, they have a general manager telling people about his dog pooping. You gotta see the image on the blog. I'm serious. Telling people about his dog pooping. No kidding. Do you believe in karma? Now, isn't that fun? I think I should get some free shots out of that for sure. Who cares whether it's accurate or useful? It strokes my ego, and that's what I'm after. Website grader ripped me off when they graded me at 99. I'm sure there was a mistake. Twitter grader scores me at 100. Yeah, 100. But I think I can persuade them to create a 101 score just for me. Another service says I've got clout. Check this out. They even call me a celebrity. Sure, I downplay the importance of clout, but deep down, I'm really shallow. I know I'm awesome, and I think you and all your buddies should know it too. So I blog a lot. Better than all that fluffy pseudo-awesomeness, I love to feel that rush of popularity when I see all the reader comments and people sharing my work on a massive scale. It is proof that I exist! I joke about it, but the real truth beyond the ornery joking is this. As long as I know my work helps others, I'm happy to keep doing it. The fact that people keep sharing my work and help me feel a little pat on the back is great. The good fortune that the numbers add up and it produces a profit justifies all the hard work. All of these things together hold a lot of meaning for me. It means I'm doing it right. Now, in summary, even though blogging is only a relatively small part of my work, I consider it highly valuable. How valuable? To answer that, I offer a recent article I wrote titled, "Can You Value Each Blog Post at $10,000?" I limit how much I blog about blogging because it's just one piece of an online marketing plan. However, since it's such a valuable asset to a social media campaign and to search engine rankings, it deserves a reasonable share of the attention. That's why I've written about good reasons to blog, explained benefits of blogging, shared a lot of information about blogging tools, and even how to integrate Facebook comments. Blogging is valuable. I hope you'll believe that, and I hope you'll understand how it can be valuable to you and how you can apply this to this question of why to blog to your interests. Add your comments at awebguy.com. Thanks for tuning in.